Harper Audio presents Queen Victoria by Matthew Dennison, read by Claire Corbett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
I could tell you my adventures, beginning from this morning, said Alice, a little timidly. But it's no use going back to yesterday, because I was a different person then.
Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, 1865. Elizabeth I was a great queen, but a bad woman. And even in her royal capacity, she erred sometimes. She had a very great idea of her prerogative, and was more arbitrary even than her tyrannical father. Princess Victoria, circa 1834. Introduction. On the eve of Queen Victoria's coronation, in June 1838, Charles Greville committed to his diary a memorable description of the capital.
It is as if the population had been on a sudden quintupled. The uproar, the confusion, the crowd, the noise are indescribable. Horsemen, footmen, carriages squeezed, jammed, intermingled. Not a mob here and there, but the town all mob. The park one vast encampment. And still the roads are covered, the railroads loaded with arriving multitudes. Remove the horses, and Greville's picture is recognisable to the modern reader familiar with London in the grip of royal fervour.